The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, woof woof, big dog, no fleas on me, Travis McElroy.
He does got some fleas.
Ain't no fleas. Hey, fuck you. You take that back.
Hey, I seen him. And this is Griffin McElroy, the little brother. I'm always sort of doing slams.
Yeah,
and
you're a stinker.
And I'll say this about Travis. It's been a minute, but I have seen those fleas, you dirty dog.
No, I actually shaved my whole body to get rid of them. So
they're inside fleas.
Oh no, the blood fleas.
Bone fleas.
I've got the bone fleas. Listen, we need you to become a Max Fun Drive member so I can afford my bone flea medication. It's so expensive. I have to fly to Canada and get one big pill that I take, and then I fly home.
Rectally.
And then the next day I have to do it all over again. And I've been doing this for the last 6 years.
And it's tough.
You might have wondered, did he stop for the pandemic? And the answer is no.
No, I had to charter a private jet at that point. So I can go. So I can go to Canada and get my bone flea.
Hire private jet. He did that like Indiana Jones movie thing where it's like a bunch of chickens.
It was me and a bunch of chickens
in a cargo plane.
And Gonzo from the Muppet Babies was flying. Yes. Not even grown up Muppets.
Big Bird was being shipped to a circus.
So
in one plane together.
I need your help. You can help me shove a big pill up my butt to get rid of my bone fleas.
If
just to be clear, it doesn't get rid of the bone fleas. It just keeps them at bay.
Sorry, Trev, real quick. I'm looking at the like notes for like how to do a good pledge break that Maximum Fun sent over. And it says that you should explicitly say the line, give me money so I can get the pill in my butt for my bone fleas.
Yeah.
That's actually for next.
Yeah,
the next
you've got ahead of the messaging.
You know how Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, has to have an arc reactor in his chest to keep the metal pieces out of his heart? That's what I need. I need a pill. Keep the bone fleas.
The bone fleas hate the butt pill. Then that's all there is to it.
It's the maximum. I will have this sentence. I will have it. The Maximum Fun Drive is happening right now, and we need you to get on board. If you're a fan of what we do, this is the time of year we come to you for a brief 10-day period and say, hey, please, can you help us out, please?
The worst part is the pill is spiky, and I don't know why.
We're not going back to the well. Jokes. You had your chance at that bit.
If I get a little bit extra money, I can afford the smooth pill.
It's twice as much. The fucking American, by which I mean Canadian, also, I may be healthcare systems fucked up.
If you can give $5 a month, not only will you be supporting this great content, but you're also going to be getting over 200 hours of bonus content that you are just going to love. We've got so many old episodes. If you've never heard them, there's a lot of real silly ones in there. A lot of great goofs and
I was going to say goofs and gapes, but that's not. Hey, please, Justin, please don't say gapes. The pill is so big and spiky.
Wow.
That's a goofs and gapes.
No, Justin, please. $5 a month. What does that mean? Well, all right, I'll let you all in because you guys are friends. No, but the number at the top of the screen that you see at Max Fun, that is absolutely just a computer projection They're guessing about where they thought we would be. No one has donated yet, and you could be the first.
I feel like we're trending toward fraud right now. I feel like we're, because people definitely are donating. So I worry saying
we're
what you're...
We're kind of looking at fraud in the store window and saying, I don't know, maybe I could pull it
off.
Well,
you threw a brick through the store window and grabbed fraud and put it in front of the microphone and like, listen... We don't have no donors. We're doing good, but we can still use your help. Go to MaximumFun.org/join and think about supporting our stuff.
Yeah, if it's $5 a month, or if you up it to $10, you're going to get an exclusive pin, and Travis can get the smooth pill, which would be massive.
$5 a month is just the bonus content. Travis can't get the smooth pill for $5
a month. It's the spiky pill.
It's the
pill.
Bad spiky one. Yeah, sure.
This is the one. This is your moment to step up. If you're already at $5 a month.
Do you care about my anus?
If you have $5 a month and you're already at that level, first off, thank you. We so appreciate your support. But maybe bump it up to $10 a month so Travis can get the smooth pill. Please, everybody.
Won't somebody think of my butt?
It hurts him really bad.
We're MaximumFun.org/join. Don't wait. Don't hesitate.
Donate.
It's last week. Yeah.
Or else it'll be late. Just listen. Just go right now so you can enjoy the rest of the episode. As a member of the network, we really appreciate it. So,
riddle me piss, boys.
Really? Seriously?
Enough about my anus.
It's the Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be putting out our best foot forward, and you want to kick things off.
This is shared by Jalen.
Oh.
Thank you, Jalen.
Oh.
I actually like this bit. It's the voice.
It's the voice that stinks. I wish Travis.
This. It's no. Riddle me piss.
Just do your regular voice, and I feel like it would be really
it's
good.
It's me, Travis.
Finally, he reveals the truth.
Okay, this is from Jalen. Thank you, Jalen. I exist, but have no material form. I am made of numbers, but appear square. I build upon other of my own, but do not topple down. I sit still and do nothing, but I'm still useful. What am I?
Is it a computer monitor?
No.
Or a computer?
No.
A phone?
No.
Give it to me one more time.
iPad?
I exist, but have no material form. I am made of numbers, but appear square. I build upon other of my own, but do not topple down. I sit still and do nothing, but I'm still useful. What am I?
Minecraft?
Oh my God, Griffin's Minecraft blocks.
Oh, whoa! Shoot! I said the right answer to a riddle me piss.
That's fantastic. Congratulations, Griffin. That's huge.
I don't even know. 10 years. 10 years off my sentence in the riddle prison. And we're getting closer. Closer every day to that sunshine outside. No, that one actually makes sense, Trav. I'd put the pieces together. It? Yeah, sure. The squares that you build on, as Minecraft. Kids love it. Yeah. Learn about it. Learn about it, Trav. Learn about Roblox, too. I think that's the sequel to Minecraft.
Is it?
But my kids won't tell me. It's a real tricks situation.
Did you have another one, Travis, or is it just that
one? No, just that one. I didn't expect Griffin's brain to be so, I don't know, young,
Here's what's wild, and people have pointed this out. I am always quick to do a slam on Travis's bits, which is part of the dynamic, and he loves it. But also, I'm really good at them.
Yeah.
I'm like wicked good at Travis's bits. Like, I'm so totally picking up what he's putting down.
Something is broken inside you. And yes. Maybe that's what you're rejecting when you reject Travis's bits.
Right. And it makes me think that Travis broke it.
Yeah.
At some point.
No. Yeah.
Let's
have a question.
Yeah, please.
Oh, we should mention, by the way, this is kind of a special recording because this is the first one. And not to continue to eulogize it forever, but this is the first one that we have recorded since the shutdown of Yahoo Answers on May 4th.
Yes.
Working without a net at this point.
Well, the net's still there. It's a ghost net because there are some archived ones that I'm going to bring to the table today just because I haven't found a replacement for it yet.
I would like to do a little business news here.
Okay.
As someone who follows business news.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all saw this, but this week it was announced, or maybe the tail end of last week. It was very recent, within the last week. It was announced that Verizon, which had bought Yahoo and AOL, remember this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And called them Oath, and then changed that to Verizon Media Group, I think, because Oath is stupid.
Yeah. So is buying AOL and Yahoo.
Yeah, but they just at a massive loss. I mean, really poor leadership, just sold Yahoo and AOL to Apollo Management, I think is the name of the company. But I cannot accept the fact that these two are not related. It is 100% correlation to me that this Apollo Management Group didn't have the fucking guts to own Yahoo Answers. They wouldn't do it. There's not a price high enough
right.
where Yahoo could be like, well, we do have this one other. No, close it down, shut it down. We won't be owning that. Thank you.
What does
shut
Yahoo have other than Yahoo Answers that is worth, I think it was $5 billion.
Well, it's that fun Yahoo. Right?
Is that like, it? You pay for the rights to Yahoo.
It's a brand. It's also one of the most, I mean, bizarrely.
Hey, Juice, you do one.
Yahoo.
Hey, let's see who can do the highest one. Travis, your turn.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Oh, no, my dogs are going nuts.
This is a good show. This show kicks ass.
Apollo. Shut it. I think Apollo wouldn't close the deal. I think it was one of the parts of the deal is like, we won't buy this.
Yeah.
You have to kill it.
Yahoo still was the most visited homepages. This is like, there's a bunch of boomers that set their homepage to Yahoo when internet first came out and they thought, well, this, I won't need anything other than this.
Right.
And it's still, that's still the front page. That's still where they're going.
Yep.
So I don't know. You tell me. They got a lot of news stories up there. It looks like The Good Doctor may have been canceled. I don't know.
No.
Look at the Yahoo homepage for new information.
Okay.
So help. I recently became aware through a mutual friend that my roommate's girlfriend was planning to break up with. Oof. Gotta slow down. All these people knowing people and having relationships with people gets very confusing to me.
That was a very followable sentence though, Justin.
I recently became aware through a mutual friend that my roommate's girlfriend was planning to break up with him. Okay. It is clear that my roommate has no idea this is coming and will take it hard. I am not the best at helping someone pick up the pieces after one of these things, but I wanted to offer some support, so I decided to purchase. There's a
price tag.
Price
here.
Just like right in the middle here.
To purchase $119.99.
$119.99 from a roommate who's a lifelong Texas Longhorns fan, a cameo pep talk from UT football legend Colt McCoy. My question is, how long must I wait after the breakup to share Mr. McCoy's rousing speech to avoid suspicion that I knew about the breakup ahead of time? I don't want to wait too long and have not had the desired effect, but also don't want to move too quick and out myself as an accessory to this breakup plan. That's from Cameo Countdown in the Pacific Northwest.
Let's take our time with this one because I'm jittery because it's the best question we've gotten, I think, in years. It is so to explore a new wrinkle in the sort of this human web of flesh and love that we have between us. I thought we'd seen it all. This is a new one. What do you do with your precog breakup Colt McCoy cameo?
Because it can't be like, Doug, my partner broke up with me. That's a bummer. But I know what's going to help.
Yeah.
It's like, this is true. You can't have it ready to go for sure. But you also, like, it was smart of you to not wait. Because what if you had, like, sent the request to Colt McCoy after the word came down?
Right.
From the home office, you know.
Right, sure.
And it had taken a long, sometimes on Cameo, you know, I've gotten a couple of cameos and sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes JoJo Siwa just declines the request.
No.
Sometimes nothing against JoJo. I know she's extremely busy.
More like no, Siwa.
Yeah, that's, well, no.
Well, because she said no.
I mean, JoJo's got a lot of different business opportunities and she's a leader. And I'm just saying that, like, you can't be counting on it. You can't be like, well, Mother's Day is taken care of. JoJo Siwa is going to, I mean, that wasn't what it was.
Sure.
But you get the idea.
You also need to be very careful that Mr. McCoy, the football legend, doesn't say anything during the message that will give it away. For instance, if he's like, I heard you're having a rough time. Just want you to know, hang in there. Go Longhorns, hook 'em horns, and happy Easter.
Right.
And then it's like,
he's reading today's newspaper prominently.
Yes, exactly.
Also, when you go to Cameo and you're looking at, I'll say it, an artist, and wondering whether or not you're going to make a purchase from them, one of the things that's on their page is a bunch of other cameos that they've done for people. And I want you, question asker, and everybody listening at home, to sort of process the fact that there is a non-zero chance that this video is just sitting on Colt's homepage right now.
Wowzers,
that this could just be
on there.
Especially if your roommate is a Colt McCoy fan and might be like, oh, I wonder if Colt McCoy has a cameo pit. What?
Worst case scenario is that they're a Colt McCoy fan and a My Brother and Me fan.
Oh, no.
Now we left you all the clues you needed, detective, to put it together.
Question asker, you need to get a hold of your roommate's girlfriend and get her to do it right now.
Yeah, roommate is going
to... No, this is what you have to... Travis has a great point. I'm sorry, but you have to encourage the girlfriend to just pull the trigger.
Hey, Susan, I fucked up. I need you to be...
You got to put a bullet right between his eyes, but just give him that old Anton Chigurin bolt right there and put him down.
Just done.
Fucked up.
You could also...
I fucked up, and Colt fucked up, too. Colt's complicit, no matter what he says.
Let me loop Colt in here. Hey, Colt, you're on with Susan. Yeah, hey, it's me, football legend Colt McCoy. You gotta do this.
You gotta break up with this dude.
Gotta end it. Can you get a cameo begging Colt McCoy begging the girlfriend to dump?
Well, her you need boyfriend to get now. Please? You're gonna need to get a cameo of someone Colt McCoy respects to tell Colt McCoy to do it.
Damn, I'm hoping that there's not a lot of Colt McCoy / My Brother and Me fans out there who now think that their girlfriend is about to dump them, and now they're calling their girlfriends like, "I heard the good word from the McRoys. We're done, Samantha. It's over."
Hey, and also, I got to call Colt McCoy and tell him to fuck off, too.
Hey, do you guys want a ghost of Yahoo's past?
This feels a little bit like in Stand By Me where they're going to go poke a dead body.
Well, yeah. I had to come back to it because we did get an email from the druid himself, the level 9000 Yahoo druid, Drew Davenport. And this is Yahoo Answers user Josh, who asks, "Baby cast a spell @/on me?
Mm-hmm.
My cousin's new baby pointed at me and said something that sounded like a spell. I know babies have a stronger connection to the magical source, and I don't remember the exact incantation. Am I going to be okay?"
Well, it depends. Why would you assume it's a negative spell? Could be a positive baby blessing.
Oh, do they do those? Are babies concerned enough with other living beings that they would bless them, or are they really, really, really just kind of about their own shit in a very rude way?
It depends on if you get yourself an Angelica or a Tommy Pickles, right? You got a Tommy Pickles. Tommy Pickles is out there doing good.
Let's just say I got myself a Reptar.
Oh man.
Babies don't talk words, typically speaking.
That you unless can we're using understand.
There's some people who use the word baby liberally. I think you stop being baby at like 2.
I believe when the baby can toddle around, Griffin, there is now a new term for them. Usually referred
toddle
to as
babies.
Toddle babies.
Toddle babies.
Toddle babies.
Could it be one of them toddle beasts? What kind of magic would a baby even be interested in doing? Because it's not as fun as it seems like in movies and TV, where it's like, you know, hamburgers falling from the sky.
Oh, like you're talking about magic isn't as fun?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's, you know, it's a bit more tame than, you know, make my pacifier bigger or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think, let's see, what do babies care about? Babies care about pacifier.
Yeah.
Babies care about pulling
naked
on my beard. What?
Babies care about naked.
They do care want about naked. Be? Love that. Love that. Yeah. Love the naked. Maybe that's it. Maybe the baby is just saying, like, I'm going to cast a spell on you that makes you do stuff for me. Right? Because that seems like what babies are about.
Baby doesn't have to do that. That's what babies That's what baby is. Baby, all baby is a box you put food in and you lay them down when they need it. And if you do either of those two things bad, they make a sound that sucks shit so that you will fix it. It's all that they are. I love my new one. So dope. It's great. I've created life. But he pissed on me twice yesterday.
A lot of people have baby.
Yeah.
Because they want to have a child. But baby is a bridge.
Yep.
And it's a rickety one. Yep. Oh, boy. Almost fell. Oh, you did fall. Now you're burning in the lava. Yes, the bridge was over lava. Do you still want child? This decision no longer affects you. You have baby.
Yeah, baby.
This is all you've ever had. This is all you will ever have.
And here's the best thing, too, is to follow up Justin's analogy. Sometimes you don't fall off the bridge, but the bridge has decided you fell off the bridge, and it's still mad. The bridge is still mad at you.
I don't think there's anything people want to hear less than adults complaining about their babies. So fair. I will say this. What you should have done, and you got to be on your toes, user of this now defunct and disgraced website, you got to do a counter curse right then and there. Like, don't skip a beat. Like, you know, pull out your salts or whatever and do a little counter charm. And when everybody asks what you're doing, you can say like, oh, it's a trick for babies. I learned about it.
It's a baby game.
It's a baby trick. This is a rattle. Because it looks like sage. No, it's a rattle.
No, I learned it from David Blaine. It's a baby trick.
That's actually the proper procedure is you light the sage, hand the sage to the baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then leave. You start a new life.
Yep.
Somewhere else where the baby didn't burn down the house. This is a new life for you.
Yeah.
How about another question?
How about another question.
I'm currently living in a house that's directly connected to the other houses on either side. Is that a row home? Is that technically what a row home is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a row home a houseboat?
No. What?
It can be a big cramp sometimes, but it's actually a really nice house with a back deck that has a great view of distant mountains. And I would guess a really, really great view of your neighbors because they're right there. It can be a bit cramped sometimes. And I realize there's a nice older couple that lives next door to us that are great neighbors and have a mole that I'm worried about because they're just right there. I can just see their whole business. But they're out on their deck all the time. This is a problem because our decks are directly connected and we're only separated by a thin wooden lattice, which means whenever my roommate and I sit outside, we either have to ignore them or talk to them the whole time. How can I enjoy the deck with my neighbors out there all the time? Is there a way it could indirectly discourage them from being outside without being a bad neighbor? That's from I Don't Want to Be a Deckhead.
Now, here's the thing about this, right, that I didn't consider, but now hearing you say it out loud clicks for me. If you have the option to ignore them, then that must mean they are not initiating the discussion with you, right? The question isn't every time we go out there, they tried to talk to us.
Right.
Chat you up.
So it seems like they've already made this decision for you, and keep interrupting them.
Being intimidated by...
Sorry, what?
Being intimidated by maybe having a conversation with your neighbors has such big 2020 energy that I don't really, it's not a judgment on you. Don't want to be a deckhead because there, but for the grace of God, I have been in this exact situation. It is an uncomfy one. And the solution I found was do the front porch. And it's essentially like when you share a room with somebody and you draw a line down the middle, the front porch is yours. And back porch is theirs. And you don't have to send them a letter or anything. They'll figure it out.
But here's the thing. What I'm saying is
sitting here thinking about it. Can you guys, like, I think it's really, you know what? Something in 2021 I want to do a better job of.
Okay.
Is before we start just fucking bloviating, I want to try to get into the mind's eye a little bit of these question askers.
Yeah.
I want you to try to crawl inside for a second. It's like, seriously.
Like John Malkovich kind of thing?
Yeah, imagine you just fired up the Grillin' Time playlist. Okay. You got your Jim Croce just blasting, right?
Yeah,
you don't got maybe
a nice plate of shrimp that you just. I don't, Trav. Don't. It drives me crazy.
I was just, sorry. I was trying to set. I thought we were doing like
Annie. it's a mind, it's imagination.
Well, yeah, but my mind is very visceral. Justin.
Actually, I mean, Travis imagines so hard that you can fucking hear.
Yeah, that was not me. Megan,
you got a big plate of shrimp.
Okay. What kind? Sorry, what kind?
Grilled.
Well, they're already grilled?
Shrimp!
Mm. Wait, hold on. Why did I turn on the grill if the shrimp are already grilled?
You didn't turn on the grill.
You just...
the grill in time. No, I said...
So I grilled in silence?
We got to marinate on those bad boys?
What? No, it's already grilled!
We're gonna
yeah, I actually did do a nice little, like, olive oil, lime juice.
Shrimp.
Just a little bit of parsley.
But I'm still confused. Mm. Did I grill in silence before
you were
I turned...
listening to the grilling time playlist. The shrimp you sauteed because the weather wasn't nice enough for grilling.
But you said they were grilled. Why am I lying to myself?
You used a grill pan.
Yummy. I used a grill pan inside.
Yes.
Then I came outside because the weather got better.
Grill it.
Yeah. It warmed up and the sun started peeking out.
God, are we gonna
but it
eat
only takes like 2 minutes to grill shrimp.
The shrimp are getting cold.
The more you guys argue, the longer it is before we can eat these amazing shrimp.
Okay, we're starting
what kind of
over.
What kind of sides, Justin?
We're starting over with the cioppino, okay? It's a peasant's dish. And you made it on the stove and you
what
take
am I
your
drinking?
Warm...
What am I drinking?
And Malbec.
Oh, with cioppino?
I guess I don't even know what a Malbec is, but you're drinking a Malbec.
Well, it's nothing. Malbec is something, Justin.
Here he fucking goes. Guys,
I want a Gewurztraminer. Can I have a Gewurztraminer?
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
Ever since Justin made the imaginary shrimp go away, I've really been tuned out of the fucking podcast.
There's shrimp in the cioppino.
Well, then, Justin, you would put a red wine with fucking seafood, you simpleton? What's wrong with you?
What's the... Okay, now... All right, now I'm angry. Now I'm Googling what's the best wine pairing with a nice...
With a Michael Giacchino.
No, real nice.
Yeah. Cioppino? Cioppino?
Giacchino.
Well, Giacchino.
Cioppino, it's a peasant's dish.
Okay, yeah, you can say it as many times as you want, but it's not going to help me spell it and type it into a search browser. It's not G-I-P-I-N-O.
C-I-O-P-P-I-N-O.
You said P-P.
That's fucking awesome, man.
A Californian Charbono or an Italian Barbara d'Asti.
Yeah.
So fuck you yeah. can like, maybe like either one of those. Those are red wines.
This is okay. Like super smart.
And a
segment.
Nice fruity Zinfandel for your.
Oh, yeah.
You're out of your deck.
Yeah.
You're eating cioppino.
Yeah.
And then you're just like sitting there. And also your elderly neighbor, who I want to give a little bit more character
yeah,
to.
Please,
so
yeah.
we're going to call him Peter Parker. He's sitting out there on
Wait,
his porch.
The Peter Parker
no,
or
no
relation?
A different one. I absolutely would have mentioned if he was Spider-Man. And also, the neighbor in this context would not have access to the information that he is Spider-Man.
So it
elderly
still
Peter
could
Parker.
Be Spider-Man.
Anyone. Be anyway, Spider-Man. Yeah, sure.
No, not every...
These days? Are you kidding me?
That's a good
me?
Point.
All these... Yeah. So, you're just like, I want you guys to seriously stop goofing for a second and imagine trying to eat your cioppino and just like... Locking eyes.
Wait, what?
Locking eyes with Peter Parker.
What are Peter? What's nothing. Peter Parker and I guess their partner, other Peter Parker, doing?
Here's what's so frustrating is they're eating cioppino.
Is it the same cioppino?
It's a different cioppino, and so the conversation is even more rich. There's tons to talk about.
Well, now it seems like we have a lot in common. Why wouldn't we
exactly.
want to talk to
That's
the Peter
what makes
Parker?
It bad. It's not about not having anything in common. They like the neighbors.
Yeah.
But they have too much in common, and they feel like, I'm sorry, but if I'm sitting 6 feet from you and we're both enjoying a nice cioppino,
right.
mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry, experience that, a really nice cioppino.
Thank you.
Right. Do you think maybe also they're trying to, you know,
okay.
they're trying to huff a Dougie back in the backyard. And
oh,
it's their fucking, it's
I
their
thought
fucking
you meant the elderly couple was trying to hook up with you and your roommate. You're
no,
they
no.
always are.
No, I'm saying you're in the backyard and you're trying, this is your fucking house. You live here. You should be allowed to huff a Dougie in the backyard if you want to, but you don't know if they're cool or not. And it's a thin lattice and there's holes in it. So they'll be able to smell it and see it and know it. And,
well, at this point, if you're both having a really good cioppino, then chances are they also want to huff a Dougie and they're waiting for you to leave.
Travis,
and maybe,
how do you think cioppino is spelled?
Man, I don't even know because I said
everybody try to spell cioppino.
I said Giacchino earlier talking about the,
last
and
night.
Now I can't stop thinking about Giacchino and I'm so yeah. lost in the
yeah.
spelling.
Yeah. Thanks to Sunbasket, by the way.
Yeah.
Past and former my brother, me sponsor for,
yeah.
Enjoy. Well, I mean, I paid for it at this point. I'm still paying for it, but hey, thanks for sending such a nice cioppino.
If we're going to keep Justin in Jibido, then we are going to need your help with the maximum fun drive.
Thank you. Okay, we're finally getting to the meat of it.
Why don't we talk a little bit more about these pledge levels?
Can I say one
levels?
Thing?
Yes,
can
please.
One more, yes, one more thing.
Please.
I think that may have been, if you do like inverse, that might be the most we've ever talked about something and the hardest we've ever worked with the least amount of
advice that came out of it. Yeah.
Offered. I wanted to mark that occasion.
I wouldn't have done that, Juice. I would have let that sail by. I hope they didn't notice that we did such a dog shit job.
Yeah, because basically what we're saying is like, hey, we did a shitty job. And if you want us to keep doing a shitty job, maybe consider going to MaximumFun.org /join and supporting the art and artists that you pity and wish were better.
We've told you at $5 a month, the Max Fun High Fiver level, you get access to all the bonus content for every show on the network for every year that show's been on the network. It's over 200 hours of bonus content.
We're trying a new thing this year where our regular episodes are dog shit, so we can say, like, if you want that good stuff, you need to go to that bonus content.
Well, I don't know. The special episode we did this year was a lot of fun where we switched around and did each other's bits. And it gave me a real anxiety attack. But it's still a fun time for the family. If you want to step that up to $10 a month, you're going to get the bonus content, but you're also going to get a Letterpress Max Fun membership card to let people know your bona fides. And also, you get to pick one of 38 enamel pens. Each has a specific design for all the shows on the network, and they are designed by Megan Lynn Cott. Coming back to crush it once again. For Mabim Bam this year, weirdly enough, some shrimp.
Yeah.
And it says boat beauties on it. Wow, we do talk about shrimp a lot, though, huh?
We love those boys.
We do talk about shrimp a lot.
They're really, they're phenomenal.
Phenomenal. They take so little time to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And
this?
Look at them. Mm-hmm. They're fun.
I did a skewer.
If you want to wash, Sunday. If you want to wash those shrimp down with some hot tea, that's, you do you, man. You do you. I am not going to yuck your yum, but if you want to join the Diamond Friendship Circle at $20 a month, you get one of the pins, you get the membership card, you get the bonus content, you also get a Take a Minute Tea Kit, which has all that you need to have a special tea experience, like a 5.5-inch tall tea tent and some loose leaf tea. And for the loose leaf tea is orange tea. Interstellar orange tea. I'm not doing a great job talking about this tea, but that's just because I don't know much about tea. But you also get a rocket strainer and a tray for you to use and enjoy and just take a fucking break for like a minute.
One other thing I wanted to mention about this is that I grilled shrimp on Monday and then had red lobster on Tuesday and then made a nice Jibido with shrimp in it last night.
Wow,
I'm just sitting here like, I've had shrimp 3 nights in a row and I probably need to calm down a little bit. Anything in excess like that can't
okay,
be
okay, listen,
right?
I don't know what that has to do with the Max Fun Drive, but thank you for sharing, Justin. I also want to let you guys know about a couple special features you could do this year. One, we always have the upgrade, right? If you've been a member for a while, upgrade your membership to the next level, get those rewards. But you can also boost your membership if you're not quite ready to move up to that next support level. We totally get it. But if you find yourself, you know, counting on Max Fun shows a little bit more and you want to give a little bit more, you can do so by boosting. It won't move you up to a new reward level, but it's a great way to give back. Also, you can gift a membership. There's lots of people out there who want to get access to the bonus content and things like that. But, you know, it's been a rough year and they may not be able to become a member. Well, if you feel like giving back, you can go to MaximumFun.org/join, click on gift, and you can gift a membership. You can donate a membership. You can do all kinds of things. So check that out.
We really appreciate the support that y'all have shown us over the years. This is what our 12? Is this our 12th Max Fun Drive or our 11th?
Something like that.
I mean,
I've completely
wild.
Lost.
I mean, obviously, like, the Max Fun Drive is how our listeners support us directly, and it is why we have been able to make this our jobs and, you know, launch new projects like The Adventure Zone and, you know, tour back when that was a thing we used to be able to do. And it's also another reason why it would be great to have your support this year, because we didn't tour at all in the last 12 months, 15 months, actually. It's rough. But yeah, MaximumFun.org/join is the link. Think about, you know, supporting us if you enjoy our work and you have the means. And we really do appreciate it.
Please.
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 Hey, can I do a final Yahoo from the past? And I'm still workshopping a name for this segment also.
Okay, sure.
This one is asked by an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Bale Asks.
I'm glad that you're running out of exactly. You're running out of fake.
That sounded like Baal, like the ancient, like the craven god that Moses snatched up. Is
this
that it?
One was sent in by Baal. no,
this one was sent in by an unpronounceable series of characters.
No, this is actually the final Yahoo from episode 7, which is actually titled Bill and Ted's Most Tender Engagement. And it has been 10 years since we have first floated this. We have a decade of experience to come back to. And the question is, I think I have Pepsi stuck in my lungs. What should I do?
Huh. Go to the hospital.
That's a great starting point, Travis.
Oh, I know. Inhale some Mentos. Get it.
That seems like you've run the gamut on bad and good.
Well, somewhere between like those two.
Yeah. You probably didn't, because you got two different tubes, right? So if you try to put any liquid down, you guys know about this.
Yeah.
But if you try to put liquid down the air tube's like, I wish you wouldn't.
Fuck this.
Don't you hate that choke, that cough that you get when a little bit goes down the wrong pipe and your body just like flips its entire shit?
Yeah.
That without fail, right? Everyone at the table like is on their feet like, oh, fuck.
Somebody
do something. And then there's always this moment where you're like, no, I'm a fucking asshole. The liquid went down the wrong pipe. And there's still this moment where everybody's like, listen, we can't live with his death on our hands. Right. Somebody's got to do something. Listen to him choke. And then even after they've accepted, yeah, okay, maybe they're right. Maybe they are just an idiot that was gulping down their code red too quickly. You'll have like one more follow-up choke, and there's still an aftershock of everybody like, oh God, it's back. Everyone, well, quick, do something.
The problem is, Justin, is that your esophagus in that scenario is like that friend who had like maybe like a minor car, like, you know, accident, but like nothing major. But then they keep telling the story for weeks because you'll keep having those little aftershocks. Oh, sorry, it's just still.
Just getting it all out.
The speed at which friend concern becomes like, all right, we fucking get it.
All right.
And what is everybody, what's the advice everybody give? You should have a drink. I'm sorry.
Justin, wait. Pause. Could you do that? Just a quick delivery note. If you could do that a little more dynamically, I think it would feel more like a segment from your stand-up comedy type 5. And what's everybody's advice? You know what I mean? Like, if you could hit that. Let's take another run
at
it.
That super shitty tone you do when you do stand-up comedy.
That one when you're doing your really transgressive comedy. Go. Give it another shot.
Momentum's dead now.
No, Justin, please. It was a quick note. We'll fix it.
A lot of fun. Hey, you've made me extremely self-conscious.
No, we'll re-inject the momentum in post.
You know, it's bad enough, Trav, that here in my 40s, I feel like maybe I don't have the edge anymore that I used to as a younger performer. And for you to just be like trying to act like I'm, you know, insert a stand-up comedian that I would have no way of ever meeting and do not already respect and also wouldn't get me in trouble for making fun of, but you get the idea.
Joey Bloobs.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Joey
what?
Bloobs? I just made him up, but at the speed that shit turns around
Haven't you done enough?
I just Googled, actually, Joey Bloobs is hugely problematic.
Fuck!
Yeah.
It was the quickest turnaround from his inception in your mind's eye to making some tasteless jokes.
He just loves Rudy Giuliani. Always tweet.
Now, here's what's weird. I thought I made up Rudy Giuliani, too. Is Rudy Giuliani like a drop dead Fred character that someone created? And
I wish.
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad. Did we talk about Pepsi Lung at all?
It was really hard.
Hey, Pepsi Lung.
I think we used it as a great jumping off point for doing some really edgy material.
No, really transgressive stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I have two quick updates from the House of Taco Bell. The first is great. They're the first in the industry to team up with TerraCycle to recycle hot sauce packets.
Oh boy.
That's good news, right?
Just the, unused just or?
The container. Yeah. The container or the sauce contained within.
Sorry. So it's the container itself, these flexible film packets, there's currently no way to recycle them. In fact, as Liz Matthews, Taco Bell's global chief food innovation officer says, in the food industry today, there is no widely available solution for recycling the flexible film packets that are so commonly used for condiments. So we're thrilled to leverage the expertise of TerraCycle to recycle our iconic sauce packet packaging in a way that's as bold and innovative as our menu. Okay, so this is good. I mean, I'm happy about this. There's one little thing here.
Oh no,
that's kind of that I'm sort of like, I think is kind of strange. Okay.
All right.
While the companies will announce details of a national U.S. recycling pilot program later this year, customer participation will be easy and will incorporate free shipping.
Wait. Oh, hold on. I am to send my empty packet.
So I guess what they're hinting at is that one of two things will happen. Either you will take home a pre-stamped envelope from Taco Bell that you use to save all of your rugged, spicy boys after they've done their duty. And once it is literally bulging at the seams, you will put it in a truck and they'll take it to the recycling place so everyone can see the extent of your depravity.
Yeah.
Option two. You will walk into Taco Bell with an ant-covered Walmart bag full of rotten fucking sauce packet wrappers. Absolutely, both are untenable. I'm thrilled about this future, and big, big credit to anybody that's willing to put the legwork in on this one. For me, I'd rather just skip the sauce.
Another thing that could be is just every sauce packet is like a postcard. It has every packet has a sauce, has a stamp on it. God, holy shit, I'm so tired. But the joke
what
was
about this.
The joke
I
was
mean, if you just, you just you could mail the packets, right?
You can put the packets in a mailbox.
It's good.
But then the joke thing this. I was gonna say, so everybody go ahead and just start doing that.
Taco Bell, you have done nothing over the past 10 years but convince us that things can be food. There's a lot of things right. where everybody like at first is like, this maybe isn't food. And then you're like, we just sold 2 billion of them. So what do you know? This is a prime example. You've been training for this moment. Make the food packets food. If you call them crunch helpers or whatever, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like sure.
you could sell a bunch. I bet you could get a bunch of them going.
Wait, Justin, yeah. are you saying that you think it's time for Taco Bell to see if they can convince the public to eat sauce packets? Yeah.
They could do that one of two ways. One is edible sauce packet, and the other is a lot darker.
Yeah.
If they say, if they pair this, they say, hey, gang, good news, we're bringing back Mexican pizza. We know you missed it. And you sneak into the press release. Also, the sauce packets are now called... they're called tongue herders, and they are so delicious. And you
they come in a lot of different flavors.
They come in three different flavors, and you just go ahead and you do eat those now. You don't throw them away. You do eat those now. This is a new thing. It's not a new product. Are you changing the formula of the packet? Is it now a tortilla? No, it's not a tortilla. No. We just want you to start eating those now. And your
if
napkins.
You could eat them, that would be good for
if
everybody.
If you're done with your napkin and your drinky cup, go ahead and eat those. That's now called a tortilla thin. And the drinky cup is called a styrofoam poblano. Enjoy.
So that's all great. And then Taco Bell's like, I know that we have that one for you. And I said, listen, TB, JM here, we got the MFD. That's the Max Fun Drive. I'm going to need you to come out with something real big.
Okay.
Like, yeah, we got you, bud. Because here's the headline I'm about to say to you. MaximumFun.org/join. Please, I just want to slip one in here subliminally because you're about to be so delighted and thrilled that you'll be just throwing money at your podcast player. Taco Bell enlists the moon to introduce the whole world to tacos.
No.
Here it goes on. Here's the subhead, or the deck, if you like. When the moon looks like a taco on May 4th, and Taco Bell fans in select locations around the globe can score a free taco as part of its first ever global campaign. When the moon looks like a taco on May 4th in the seventh house. The moon is known for some powerful influences, from controlling Earth's tide to even affecting one's cravings.
I thought for sure they were going to say monthly there and not cravings.
Now, to launch its first ever global campaign, Taco Bell is using a billboard that the whole world can see. That's not a moon. That's a Taco Bell billboard now. It's claimed it. It's claimed it on May 4th. Sorry I missed it. The May 4th, the world's largest and brightest object in the night sky will resist. That sentence does not hold up to scrutiny, but I'm not getting Neil back on the show to help us explain it. It will resemble a favorite indulgence, the taco. A new lunar phase we are affectionately calling the Taco Moon.
No.
Taco Moon is the only...
No! I'm angry!
No, Trav.
It's the only sign that fans need to score a Taco Bell taco. When the Taco Moon arrives on May 4th, fans in the U.S. can score its number one best-selling menu item, a free crunchy taco. I guess if you have a menu item called a free crunchy taco, it probably is a pretty good seller.
Can I tell you why I'm angry?
Yes. And then I'll tell you why I'm delighted.
The headline makes it seem like the moon is complicit in this. And just seems completely the moon did not have a say in its participation in this. And it makes it seem like the moon is like, you know what? It's the latest celebrity endorsement of time. But instead, this would be like if they said, hey, whenever your friend Jerry says... I don't know. It says Poughkeepsie. You get a free taco. Like, your friend Jerry didn't sign up for this. This is a complete happenstance.
It should say Taco Bell Dragoons the Moon.
Indeed.
In order to. What makes me happy is I don't think they realize these damn moons come back every month. So.
Yeah, on my next Taco Moon, you know, that when the Taco Moon comes back, or a half moon, as the rest of us have called it for all of time, the Taco Moon comes back. Do I get another pass?
I
should.
Well, they can't say it. There's no rule book that says they can't, Justin.
More than 20 markets are going to celebrate the Taco Moon.
Not really.
US
Taco Bell's wide then, huh?
Well, Travis, I don't know what you want. Not everybody likes tacos. So there's like all the different countries are going to do it, but they're all giving it their own spin.
Okay.
For instance, a free crunchy taco with the purchase of beverage in Guatemala and a free vegetarian crunchy taco available through delivery in India. All of which combine local flavors with a Taco Bell twist.
What twist?
And the moon.
Taco Bell has been an established brand in the U.S. for nearly 60 years, and we are thrilled by the accelerating fandom we're seeing globally. This is from the president of Taco Bell International. As we're opening more and more restaurants internationally, we know the May 4th moon will take us to new heights.
Because the moon is high?
Because the moon is high, it says here. Heights. Julie then paused for 30 seconds as she stared at the interior. Heights. So this is the Bell plans to give away the most tacos it ever has on a single day on May 4th, when the saga of lunar phases ultimately displays its perfect half moon shape. This is truly unhinged. To announce the Taco Moon, there's a bunch of ads where the slogan is, I see a taco. And the taco cravings commence on May 4th in select markets as consumers recognize the power of the glowing taco moon. This is literally the words on the page.
It's so good words. I love words.
After
these
that,
ones.
Taco Bell is certain consumers will start seeing tacos everywhere, which is really just the beginning of reaching ultimate brand fandom.
So they're hoping that the moon will burn the idea of tacos into consumers' retinas.
That you will start seeing more than 20 markets. I just want to return to the sentence because I cut the best part off. More than 20 markets will celebrate the Taco Moon as the US-based brand gives them a reason to try a taco and ultimately experience what Taco Bell fandom is like.
Holy shit. First of all, can we all just say thank you to Taco Bell, an American-based company, for just spreading tacos throughout the world. Thank you, Taco Bell.
I bet all the other countries that aren't America are so fucking jazzed to hear about
that they took tacos. The moon, that they got the moon, and it's also just, that they got the moon. Moon have significance in your culture? Well, we're overwriting that with a free crunchy taco.
We call this a taco. Basically what it is, so we take this flimsy thing and we make it hard, and then we fill it with mediocre ingredients.
Ever heard of it?
You're welcome.
Sometimes we blast it in ranch. Hold on. What's ranch? Let me start up.
We're going to need something sprinkled in the sky to Oh, wait.
The stars are now ranch blasted flavor. Okay?
The comets are sauce packets.
The sun is the oven that we use to cook the taco moon. And if you see birds, well, those are nature's waiters bringing the taco moon straight to your table.
Pluto, that's the Mexican pizza. It's gone
now.
That's
the Mexican pizza. It's gone. And the airplanes, those are plates for your taco.
They said they're going to give away the most tacos they've ever done in a single day.
All right.
And which means that all across this planet on May 4th, if you sense a disturbance in the force, it wasn't
what is that?
Star Wars Day. It was literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people globally, walking into a restaurant and saying to the face of another human being, the masked face, let's hope, of another human being, "Hi, I'm here for a free taco because of the moon.
Because the moon sent me. The moon told me to come in here.
I looked at the moon and I knew it's time for free tacos, so that's why I'm here." Or, alternately, a bunch of employees staring into the face of an unwitting customer and saying the phrase, "So, would you like to add a free taco because of how the moon looks right now?"
Justin, you're also assuming a certain level of confidence from the customer that I do not think is a lock for most folks, including myself, where I would walk into the restaurant and my heat would be, "Excuse me, is the moon right for a free taco? Is the moon in the right way for me to get the free taco now, please?
Is this the appropriate time for a free taco, judging by the moon?
Can I have a taco, please?" I think is all I would say. May I please have a taco now for zero money?
I'd like a taco, and if the moon says it's free, I will take it for
Could
sure.
Could you check with the moon and see if I can have a taco?
Can you open the porthole and look out and let me know what the moon says about
free
tacos?
I took a picture of the moon on my phone. Is this any? I know I'm 2 days late, but is this anything?
So that is the Munch Squad for this week.
That was a lot for Taco Bell to give us. Thank you, Taco Bell.
So generous. First free tacos, now this. So thank you so much for listening to our show. And one more time, we just want to give you the big pitch. Please, if you can, head on over to MaximumFun.org/join. Kick in, even if it's $5 a month, that makes a huge difference to us, because it really adds up with everybody else's donations, and it's the only way we're able to pay our bills and feed our families and you know, houses and stuff like that. And it means so much to me and to the rest of our family. So thank you. And MaximumFun.org/join. Please don't wait, because this is our last chance to ask. Please lend us your support. Thank you so much.
And once again, if you do, make sure you tweet at us so we can say thank you.
And hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our new theme song. And that theme song's called My Life is Better With You. And it's out exclusively on Tidal.
Montaigne, our friend Montaigne, just released a music video for her Eurovision entry. It is called Technicolor. If you search Montaigne Technicolor on YouTube, you will find the music video, and it whips ass.
Is Tidal, I said the jokes because I thought Tidal was not available anymore.
I think it's still
available, I don't know.
Right?
Okay, scratch that about Tidal. I do think it's still going. I thought it was like a Zune thing.
What's the one that Real Player had? Do you remember that one that we used to try to sell at Best Buy? Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Rhapsody. That's the pull.
No, that track's going to drop eventually, and it's going to really set the world on fire. Do y'all want a final Yahoo?
Yes, please.
I'm waiting on Justin. Is a submarine need two keys?
Okay, yes.
To drop this one.
Punch it.
This one was also sent in by the level 9000 Yadru Druid Drew Davenport. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call level 9000 Yadru Druid Drew Davenport. Is it appropriate to wear a bathing suit underneath clothes at a funeral?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.